Retailers are preparing for a flood of shoppers on Black Friday. Some Walmart employees are preparing for a walkout. Walmart has filed a complaint with the National Labor Relations Board saying the action is illegal. Workers who are not unionized and are behind the walkout filed a countercomplaint, but yesterday, the NLRB said they would not make a decision until after Thanksgiving, effectively allowing the walkout to go ahead. Gloria Goodale is with the Christian Science Monitor. Gloria, you write there are long simmering issues here.
There are issues over hours, a living wage, benefits, and now increasingly as the work stoppages and actions by the workers have picked up, there are concerns over retaliatory measures being taken by management in the various stores. Things like cutting back people's hours and not giving them the hours that they wanted. I spoke to Daniel Heineman, who's one of the organizers out at the Paramount store here in California, and I asked him specifically what kinds of things he's experienced. And for instance, he was getting 32 hours in a week, and after he began to get involved with workers who were expressing their concerns and asking for better wages and better benefits, they cut his hours back, and he feels that is retaliatory.
Well, you also write about workers who were upset that, I think there was a couple, both of whom were assigned to work on Thanksgiving Day. They didn't want to.
Yes. Well, you know, the Thanksgiving Day question is a little tricky because some Walmart stores have actually been open on Thanksgiving before, but this overall pushback against a request for people to come in at 8 p.m. on Thursday night, on the evening of Thanksgiving, has really kind of pushed a lot of workers over the edge, making them feel that the store really doesn't respect family, doesn't respect the values of the people who work there, and puts profits and management issues over the well-being of the workers.
Yeah. Well, as we said, these Walmart workers are not unionized. They can't bargain collectively. There are workers groups that have formed for Walmart workers, but Walmart's response has been that this is agitating to start unions, and there are all sorts of legal questions about whether or not, you know, what constitutes picketing and what constitutes agitating for union and whether, you know, that's legal. Putting that aside, what does Walmart say about, you know, how many people might actually walk out, about how big this movement is?
Well, not surprisingly, there is a huge gap between what the workers say is going to happen on Friday and what Walmart says is going to happen on Friday. I spoke to Corey Lundberg, who is their national director of corporate communications, and he basically said that it's a handful of workers at just a few stores, and there will be very little activity, if any. That is not the expectation or the hope of the workers in the groups such as Our Walmart, which is a worker-led group. It's a group organized by workers at Walmart. Walmart has around 4,000 stores. Our Walmart is hoping and expecting to see activity at least 1,000 stores around the country on Friday.
Well, but you point out that back in October, an attempt to organize a walkout, it did spread to 12 states, but it involved ultimately only 100 workers out of a workforce of 1.4 million. People in this climate might be saying to someone, you're lucky to have a job. On the other hand, we've become much more conscious of the income gap, the huge wage disparities, so there might be sympathy for the workers. What's your sense of what might happen?
I spoke to a number of experts who said that in some respects, this struggle with Walmart is almost becoming a poster child for the issues between labor and management nationwide. Walmart's model, business model, is based on doing everything possible to cut costs at every conceivable level. So they are, to their very soul, anti-union. They are anti-organization of the workers because they feel that that increases costs. And there are a number of analysts who feel that this clash between profit-driven, low-cost models versus a model where workers have better benefits, make a living wage, is kind of a struggle for the soul of America, you know, for the working America, because it's hard to have both.
That's Gloria Goodale, reporter for the Christian Science Monitor, on a potential walkout by Walmart workers on Friday. Gloria, thank you so much.
Thank you.
And a quick note, at our website, we have several Thanksgiving cooking segments with our resident chef, Kathy Gunst. Terrific information, but some of you still had questions, so we had a live web chat yesterday. You can read that at hereandnow.org, see how she answers questions like to brine or not to brine, or will I kill my family by cooking this unrefrigerated turkey carcass? I would only say, if you start a question with will I kill my family, err on the side of caution. It's all at hereandnow.org.